recorded live from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C.
What's good? You're listening to Full Service Radio, this time coming to you from the Line, L.A. in Koreatown, Los Angeles. I'm Jack Inslee, and in this episode, we hear from Free, an L.A.-based DJ and the co-creator of The Music Video, which is a really dope event series and talk show that explores the world of music videos and connects you to the best directors, cinematographers, and behind-the-scenes talent from some of the best stuff coming out right now. The event series actually takes place here in the lobby of the Line Hotel, so definitely worth checking out if you're in the area. So what you'll hear in this episode is Free talking to us about growing up in Texas, moving to LA, how he decided to start this series with his friend and collaborator Theo Martins, and you know, the two of them have made music together, they opened a cereal bar, even released their own line of cereal. Great insight here into the life and journey of a creative hustler in this city. You can catch him DJing out and about, including here at the Line LA. And yeah, without further ado, here's Free in his own words.
Yo, what's up? This is Free, and you are listening to Full Service Radio. I think Koreatown is like Los Angeles. You see all the hustle of LA. You don't see as much as the flash and the flare. We're here, we work. My name is Free, just F-R-E-E, very easy to remember. I'm a DJ and a musician, and I also started this platform called TMV, which is acronym for the music video. I dip and dive into a lot of fun creative things, but a lot of it revolves around music and things of that nature. So yeah. Originally from Grand Prairie, Texas, like a small suburb town outside of Dallas, and that's probably why I'm like so, the things I want to do is so grand. It's because like you're in the suburbs, you don't really have like a lot of interesting things happening around you, so like I would just be watching TV and watching movies and listening to music and just like thinking of what happens outside of this town and like how I could someday be a part of it. So I started doing music when I was like 14, just like making like garbage rap music. Then I started just kind of making beats, and that kind of was like okay, this could be my thing that gets me to wherever I want to go. So from that, I started doing a lot more music, and then I started getting involved in this film club in my high school. And those two things kind of hit me the hardest, just like, okay, well, it's either going to be this or that. Music has been serious most of my life in some way, even though I've never really had a career all the way. Like, I was in a rap group for about 6 years, and we were, like, on the brink of, like, signing a deal and just doing all these cool things. There were a lot of eyes on us. And it just kind of imploded in a way, but it was a really good experience and kind of pushed me to just decide to move to California and figure it out for myself. The adjustment was tough. It was just like, I think adjusting to that everything is a bit more expensive was a little bit different, because in Texas, everything is cheap. So that was an adjustment. But the first thing that I really picked up on was just like, oh, it's actually way more possible than you thought. It's just a matter of which thing you want to dedicate yourself to fully. And I realize that you're always a bit closer to it than you think you are. It's just who you're surrounding yourself with. And that was a really cool discovery that I made within the first year. And it's kind of guided my stay here since then. It's just like, okay, well, even when you're kind of like down and out and just like, damn, like this is a tough ass month or day or whatever, you could still be like minutes away, days away, miles away from the person you need to meet, or the thing you need to do, or the situation you need to be in. TMV is the acronym for the music video. I love Seinfeld, so all the episodes have a V at the beginning. It's like the big salad or blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, I just kind of want this to be simple and just direct, and the music video just sounded like, okay, cool. It's simple and straight to the point. It's about music videos. And I think the main objective was to kind of get to the root of why music videos are not as visible as they once were, like what happened to them. That was the initial objective. And in that search and in that question, I saw where they went and what's happened to them. And I'm like, they're better than they've ever been. So through that, I just started meeting these brilliant directors and like seeing this brilliant work. And I'm like, well, it's no longer about creating a solution. It's more so about like, you think there should be an outlet and a platform for these to be seen and be more visible. Why don't you create that? that was kind of where I got after doing two or three of them. I'm like, okay, well, this is no longer like a panel to figure out what's happening with music videos. It's like, this is like a show to highlight what's happening in music videos. And like, people can come and see what's good and what's out and what's new, and even and then get to talk to the directors about, what does this video mean? How'd you make this video? TMV is a live music video talk show, and we simply talk to directors, music video creatives, from production designers to stylists, DPs, all the way to musicians and people who just appreciate music videos. It's kind of like an open space for people to come talk about music videos they love, or music videos they created, or a little bit of both. So we started doing this program at The Line, and it's been cool because I always kind of envisioned TMV as kind of having like a living room kind of vibe. So it's like, it automatically kind of sets the atmosphere like, okay, this is very chill, very laid back. We're just going to chat and like watch videos. Nothing too crazy. Just come hang. And as soon as I kind of walked into the lobby, that's what I saw. It's just like, oh yeah, living room all the way. So we kind of set up the couches in a certain way. We put the projector in a certain place to where it's like, you're really kind of like in our house. And it's been cool to really do that here because it's helped me like imagine what it could look like on bigger stages a bit more. And also it's kind of given it a home, which it needed. And I think this hotel's done a really good job of like harnessing that and showcasing that, where you have like Mike Pack and the rest of those guys doing the Love Hour, and you have me and Theo doing our summer DJ series, and then we still do DJ nights here, and it's just a lot of cool people doing really cool stuff here. Even Calmatic did his birthday party here. It shows you where LA is, at least in like the creative space. I think it's a really good hub for it. It's instagram.com/themusicvid. That's where most of our stuff lives, all of our content. And then we also just will drop links to like Vimeo, YouTube stuff that we want people to watch as well. But it all kind of lives on Instagram. So I'd say follow us and put the post notifications on.
All of the music you've heard in this piece is produced by RecTech. For more of his work, go to soundcloud.com/RecTech. This has been Full Service Radio here at The Line LA in Koreatown, Los Angeles. Thank you for listening. Peace.